It's Monday, June 22, 2026. This is the RateHarp Morning Brief. Rates today: the current mortgage landscape in Canada presents a mixed bag for potential borrowers. As of today, June 22, 2026, the 5-year fixed mortgage rate stands at 4.69%, while the 3-year fixed rate is slightly lower at 4.58%. On the variable side, borrowers can access a 5-year variable rate at 3.55%, with the prime rate sitting at 4.45%. These figures indicate a notable spread between fixed and variable rates, with the latter providing a more attractive option for those willing to embrace the associated risks. When considering which mortgage type to choose, borrowers should weigh their current financial situation and future market expectations. Fixed rates provide stability and predictability, which can be appealing in uncertain economic climates, especially as we see signs of buyers leaving the market. Conversely, variable rates may offer lower initial payments, but they come with the risk of future increases, particularly if the Bank of Canada adjusts monetary policy in response to economic pressures. In a rapidly shifting market, understanding the nuances of fixed versus variable rates is crucial for making informed decisions. Overall, the choice between fixed and variable rates should be guided by individual risk tolerance, financial stability, and an informed outlook on interest rate trends. With the current stress test rate at 6.69%, it's essential for borrowers to ensure they can handle potential rate increases, especially if they opt for a variable mortgage, Bank of Canada, and bond yields. The backdrop of Canadian monetary policy is pivotal in understanding current mortgage rates. The Government of Canada, JOC, yields are telling. The 5-year yield is at 3.04%, while the 3-year yield is slightly lower at 2.88%. These yields are significant indicators of where fixed mortgage rates may be headed. Typically, as bond yields rise, mortgage rates follow suit, which means that if these yields continue to climb, we could see upward pressure on fixed mortgage rates. The Bank of Canada's current stance on interest rates will also play a crucial role in shaping the mortgage landscape. If inflationary pressures persist, the bank might consider further tightening, which could push bond yields higher. This transmission from bond yields to mortgage pricing is critical for borrowers to understand. It essentially means that the cost of borrowing could increase, affecting home affordability across the country. For prospective homebuyers, this environment may necessitate a more cautious approach. Buyers should be prepared for the possibility that fixed rates could increase, making it vital to lock in a rate sooner rather than later if they find a suitable property. On the other hand, those who can afford to wait might benefit from potential dips in the market if buyers continue to flee at the pace we are currently witnessing. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently experiencing significant turbulence, as evidenced by today's headlines. Reports indicate that Canadian home prices have hit record highs in most provinces, with British Columbia and Ontario lagging behind. The data suggests that while overall prices are on the rise, these two provinces are struggling with unique challenges that may be deterring buyers. Interestingly, a recent article from TorontoToday.ca highlights that analysts believe Toronto condo prices have not yet hit rock bottom. This perspective suggests that there may still be opportunities for savvy investors, but it also signals that buyers should proceed with caution. The market's volatility could lead to further fluctuations in prices, making timing a crucial element for anyone looking to enter or exit the market. Amidst this backdrop, the Canadian trend of fleeing buyers is alarming. Canadians are reportedly leaving at the fastest pace in 74 years, a trend that could have profound implications for housing demand and prices. As people move out of urban centers, there may be a shift in where new developments are focused, potentially leading to a reevaluation of housing priorities across the nation. In the context of these dynamics, the government's recent initiatives targeting empty condos and development charges may be a double-edged sword. While they aim to stimulate the housing market and provide more options for buyers, critics argue that they could inadvertently bail out a sagging condo sector in BC. This controversy underscores the complexities of addressing housing affordability and availability in a market that is already in flux. Regional roundup. As we take a closer look at the regional nuances of the housing market across Canada, it's clear that each grappling with its own unique challenges and opportunities. In British Columbia, the ongoing debate surrounding the government's housing plan is heating up. Critics are vocal about the potential pitfalls of their strategy to address empty condos and development charges, suggesting that it may not be the panacea the market needs. The tension is palpable, especially in light of the record high home prices being reported. Moving to Alberta, Calgary is seeing some exciting developments, with a popular tennis center eyeing a significant expansion. This growth could indicate a positive shift in local economic conditions, potentially attracting more residents and investors to the area. In Ontario, the situation is somewhat precarious. The Toronto market is facing scrutiny, as analysts suggest that condo prices might still have room to fall. This sentiment is echoed by the broader trend of Canadians leaving urban centers, which could further impact demand and pricing in the region. Finally, in Metro Vancouver, the city is witnessing a surge in public transit ridership, reaching its highest levels in over 6 years. This uptick, occurring during the FIFA World Cup festivities, suggests a vibrant urban environment that may appeal to younger buyers and renters, despite the ongoing challenges faced by the housing market. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current landscape presents both challenges and opportunities. With record-high home prices in many provinces, it may be wise to act quickly if you find a property that meets your needs. However, potential buyers should also assess their financial readiness, particularly in light of the stress test rate of 6.69%. Understanding the implications of fixed versus variable rates can help make informed decisions in this fluctuating market. Sellers, on the other hand, may find themselves in a unique position. With home prices hitting new highs, there could be a window of opportunity to list properties at a premium. However, sellers should remain aware of the broader market trends, including the potential for a downturn as more Canadians choose to exit urban areas. For brokers, the key takeaway is to remain agile and informed. Understanding the nuances of the current mortgage rates and market dynamics will be essential in advising clients effectively. Brokers should also be prepared to navigate the complexities of regional markets, as trends can vary significantly from one province to another. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Consider your risk tolerance when choosing between fixed and variable mortgage rates. The current bond yields suggest potential upward pressure on fixed mortgage rates. Sellers may have a unique opportunity to capitalize on record-high home prices. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.